I pray you're doing well today and that you're having a good week. I have a few questions for us that I came across in a Bible study I've been doing, and I would like to share these with you so you would have the opportunity to ask these questions of yourself. The first one is, who knows perfectly what is best for my life, me or Jesus? The second question is, who is most able to do what is best for my life, me or Jesus? The third one is, who desires all times what is truly best for my life, me or Jesus? Even though we know the answer to that is Jesus, why is it so hard to surrender control of our lives? Well, there's the one reason is because we are selfish human beings, and we know self-centeredness is a sin against God. So when we put ourselves in control of our lives and don't allow God that control, we make self our God. Yes, we may gasp at that statement and think, I would never do that. But if we are very honest and think in detail of what a normal day in our lives looks like, we will be able to see where and how we put self before God. I would venture to say we all need help with this. So, what can we do to remedy this behavior in ourselves? Let's look at 2 Peter 1, 3 through 4. It says, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desires. So what has God given us to help us trust Christ and obey Him? It says here clearly, He has given us divine power. When we accept Him as our Lord and Savior, He gives us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us then. So we have His divine power. We have the same power. So what should we do with this divine power? In 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7, says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time He may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on Him, because He cares for you. When we take control of our life, we soon find ourselves unhappy, anxious, unsatisfied. We could go on and on about the things that go negative in our lives when we take over the control ourselves. What did Peter say in these verses we can do? First of all, he said we can humble ourselves. Acknowledge that we're sinning against God when we take control of our life. We should humble ourselves before God and say, God, your will, not mine. And we should cast all of our cares on Jesus. All of them. Not just a few, not just the ones that hurt, but everything that we care about, we should give it to Jesus and let Him be in control of it. If we continue to hold on to cares and worries, what happens? In Mark 4, 18 through 19 says that the worries choke out the word and it becomes unfruitful. So when we allow sin to come between us and God, the distance grows and more sin is allowed in. Then at some point, God's word doesn't affect us as much as it used to. It's choked out because of all the sin that we've allowed in our lives. But when we have reconciled with God is when we allow Him to have control. That's when the good things start coming. So now that, what should we do to give Jesus back His lordship over us? So what should we do in that? Luke 9:23 says, "And he said to all, if anyone would have come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So we got to deny ourselves. We got to move past being our own personal God, doing things our way always. We need to give it up. Give it to God and let him take care of it. Go after him. Seek him. Seek Jesus. And deny ourselves. Turn away from our desires. Seek God's desires for us. And take up our cross daily and follow him. Ask for forgiveness daily and seek out God each day and follow him. What is a good way to evaluate Jesus is truly Lord of your life? What's a good way to evaluate that? This is a reality check, y'all. Luke 6:46 says this, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I tell you?" We have to ask ourselves, am I truly doing what God wants me to do? Truly am I? Am I following him? Am I truly following him? Or am I just saying I'm following him? Our actions speak most above our words do. In Luke 18:28-30, it tells us that whatever we give up to follow Jesus, we end up with so much more than what we left behind. God doesn't leave us alone to figure out our life. He already has our lives planned out for us. So we just need to be the responsible child and obey him. Let's pray for each other this week that we will give up self, turn to God, and let him have control of our lives. I hope you have a great week, and I pray that God blesses you always and in.